things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to a bi edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
The Father and Son Podcast, talking about the Packers like a couple of drunken idiots that we are, but...
Not drunk enough.
Not yet. We will work on that.
We will.
We had, if you notice any different in the sound, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, so we have to share a microphone. So thank goodness we both showered and put deodorant on today.
Speak for yourself.
You didn't?
No. I never do. I shower about once a month. I just kind of spray Axe spray all over myself in the morning.
All right. So I'll just be moving back over here.
So what are we drinking? Started out right.
It's just regular old whiskey. And yep. I've got whiskey water. You got a whiskey and Coke.
Yeah. Nothing too exciting this week. Dull just like the Packers.
All right. So let's get into it. This is going to be, like I said, abbreviated version of what... I mean, there's not much Packer news to talk about.
No, there's not much to talk about. So we'll just kind of go over... I figured we'd touch on some different aspects of the NFC North for this week.
All right. Let's do it.
First of all, big news. Not out of the NFC North, but kind of. John Kuhn of the New Orleans. Wow. That was a brain fart.
Showered, you could talk better.
New Orleans Saints gets 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. Yeah. Good for him. I'm happy for him.
He's
a good guy. You can't help but like the guy. So
yeah, that was fun to see.
They still lost, though, didn't they?
they lost in spectacular fashion. They had a huge lead. Chargers were not looking good, and they did everything they could to blow it.
Is it their defense again? Because we talked about that. Their defense was going to be horrible this year.
Yeah, they have a pretty bad defense.
Okay.
They do. So, too bad for Kuhn, but I don't have all that close of ties to the Saints.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Okay. So, moving on, Bears beat the Lions for their first win of the season. They beat them 17-14. We did our predictions last week.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you pointed out after this game finished, I said I feel like I should pick the Bears because they're due for a win, but I'm not going to.
Right.
Well, should have done it. So the Bears win. No Cutler this week. He was out with an injury.
Was it his thumb? Is that right? If I remember right.
I believe so, yeah. Okay. It's a very Cutler injury. And John Fox has now said afterwards that he's not sure he has any intentions of letting Cutler have his job back when he's
really
healthy. Because apparently Brian Hoyer played well enough to maybe have a full-time starting job. As you know, there has been dissension in the ranks for a good number of years now when it comes to Chicago fans and their feelings mm-hmm. about Cutler.
Yeah.
He's not the most well-loved quarterback in the league. So he's out for the week. The winless Bears have Brian Hoyer at the helm. I believe he used to be with the Browns. He wasn't able to maintain a starting job with the lowly Browns. So he comes in. He goes 28 of 36. He has 302 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Oh, great game.
He gave them the consistency they need at the position.
And I bet you he didn't pout. He didn't stand on the sideline and have that little pout look.
And apparently he didn't have the patented at least once a game, Cutler, what was he thinking?
Yeah, interception. Right. Interception, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it's not great news for Cutler.
Did you watch the Viking game?
I did watch the Viking game. Vikings are now 4-0 on the season. They look good. that defense is scary.
Yeah, it is really good. Whoops, sorry.
Oh, God, he's
we're like inches
he's
away.
He's attacking me.
I bumped him.
So, you didn't watch any of it?
Just the beginning. I saw it came out, but I was working, and so I mean, it's the Vikings. So I thought, work, make money, or watch the Vikings. So,
basically the main strategy for the Giants offense, throw it fast, get it out quick because of the pressure that the Vikings put on the quarterback. And if they feel any pressure, Eli just dumped it into the ground, threw it at the closest receiver's feet or running back's feet. And so I don't think there was a sack allowed in the game because every time he felt any kind of pressure, he threw it at the feet of the nearest receiver. Which I actually, because like we've said before, we live in the heart of Minnesota here. We hear a lot of the Vikings chatter. They were all pretty upset about that today, thinking it should have been intentional grounding, which per the rule, it was not intentional grounding. But I think it's actually a good strategy because an incompletion doesn't kill a drive.
Right.
A sack is pretty good at killing a drive.
Yep, absolutely.
So I thought it was a good strategy. They just couldn't quite do enough against that defense, and the Vikings played pretty well on offense as well. They actually had a running game yesterday. The Vikings went 3-0 with the least rushing yards of any team to go 3-0.
Say that again.
Had the least rushing yards of any team to ever start 3-0.
Oh, really?
Yep. They had no running game up until yesterday's game. We're recording this, or Sunday's game. We're recording this Tuesday.
It's exactly. I just made a note here to say recording Tuesday in case people are, because I know people like to keep track.
Yeah, they put it in their diary, and so I believe McKinnon actually had, I think it was 18 rushes for 84 yards.
Oh wow! Yeah.
I could be completely wrong. I did not look it up. So
do not put that in your diary.
Yeah, don't put that in the diary. But so he actually had a decent rushing game for him. Stephon Diggs looked good again. Sam Bradford was really sticking his passes. Mm-hmm. He looked good. If you would have listened to John Gruden, who was announcing the game, Sam Bradford's the second coming of Jesus. Because, you know, he loves to pick out those quarterbacks that he just latches on to.
Right, yeah.
If you listen to the Eagles-Steelers game with Carson Wentz when they upset the Steelers, I don't think you heard anything but Carson Wentz stories the whole time, even when the Eagles were on defense.
Right.
He was in my camp.
Well, you know, there's no doubt the Vikings have looked good. Mm-hmm. And they've really obviously had to put up with some adversity, you know, losing your starting quarterback, losing your starting running back, and being able to
a few
hang
other
in
key
there.
Injuries. Yeah.
But it's a quarter of the season, and so we'll see. So what else you got for me?
Well, let's see. That basically covers, since the Packers had a bye week, that covers the NFC North games.
Well, we do have some, before we get into the standings and stuff, we talked about John Kuhn, but another good guy.
Another
he latched on.
Old-time Packer.
Did he play Cincinnati last year?
I believe it was Cincinnati.
Okay.
But A.J. Hawk now has a role on the Atlanta Falcons.
And they were super thin on the linebacking core.
They've been dealing with injuries, and I think just a day or two ago it came out that it was just a rumor that they had interest in A.J. Hawk. But now today, I think Hawk's agent made a statement on Twitter or where have you that A.J. Hawk is now a Falcon.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm happy
for him. Nice to see Packers that spent a lot of time with us and did a lot of good for us finding a role and still having a job.
I got to think, you know, human nature, you know, you've got to stay fit. You've got to keep working out. And you're hoping you get that call. And I got to think at a certain point, you're like,
you start loosening up a little bit. Well, that's what we talked about with Raji, where I think he's done. You think it's a hiatus.
No, that's more of a wishful thinking.
Your daughter, my sister Jenny, definitely thinks it's a hiatus.
She wants him back.
She thinks he could be back next week. especially for a big guy like Raji, it's hard to stay in shape when you're not playing. It's hard to go back to getting hit every play on the line.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. So good news about Hawk and good news about John Kuhn, both of whom we kind of lost for the same reason. Their costs started to outweigh their value.
Right.
So
right. Their performance. Yep. Exactly. And that's like some of these pundits, you know, they always like to throw up these inflammatory type headlines so everybody clicks on them. But that's the reason why we had to let them go. It was just the cost. That's the Packers. They keep bringing in new guys.
Yep. You bring them in young. You develop them. When we can't afford them, we have young guys to fill the spot.
See you later. Have fun on the beach.
So you want to go over I know, like you said, it's a quarter of the way. For the Packers, not even a quarter of the way, but you want to go over the standings quick in the North?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's hear it.
So we got, let's start from the bottom and we'll go up. You know, Lions are 1-3. Am I surprised? Nah. But I really did think they'd be a little bit better than that.
I did think they'd be a little bit better. Actually, after week 1 and 2, it looked like they would be. Their offense was really kind of going on at a good pace, but it's kind of... They still get good offensive yards. Marvin Jones is having a good year. Matthew Stafford looks good, but they can't bring it all together.
Bears are in tied for the bottom at 1-3.
That's the tiebreak now that they beat the Lions. Yeah.
Okay. But I wasn't real surprised on that, and you know, and it's more wishful thinking.
I'm a little surprised they won a game.
Because for any of you who grew up in Wisconsin, I'm gonna throw an acronym at you, and you can figure it out. FIBS. Look it up on the Google. FIBS. Packers are in second place at 2-1, and the Vikings, who are going to win the Super Bowl, according to everybody that lives in Minnesota, are at 4-0. Team of the century.
Well, Gruden's on the Viking train as well. If you would have listened to the game, the Monday night game last night, he's talking about, he's naming their defense. He's saying it's going to be a historical defense, like the Steel Curtain or the Purple People Eaters. He named them Purple Rain after the late Prince.
Prince, yeah.
So, okay. We'll see.
But hey, I mean,
they do look good.
He is full of BS. He loves, you know, he loves to play that guy who just throws everything out there. But their defense is very, very good.
And he does know what he's talking about too. He had a lot of success in the league as a player and a coach. So, he's a bit of a loudmouth, but he knows what he's talking about. He's not a Skip Bayless who's just throwing crap against the wall.
Don't even
what
go
sticks.
To Bayless, man. The hair on my neck starts going up when you go to Bayless. All right, so what we got coming up now?
Yeah, we have the bye week. We had our first home game against the Lions. So now we have our bye week, and we have a 3-game homestead, which will be nice.
Yeah, it will.
So we'll go over that. We have, first of all, the Giants Sunday night, this coming Sunday night. Then we have the Cowboys. I think that's a 3 o'clock game. And then we play the next Thursday against the Bears, all at home.
Cowboys, surprisingly, have done well this year. Jerry Jones even came out
he said he didn't expect to be 3-1.
Look at me. I didn't know we were going to be this
Jones
good.
Is not known to filter his thoughts.
Right.
Like, so you know Dez Bryant, there was all the news about him missing that, that rehab session for his knee with the hairline fracture in it. And so the media asked him, do you miss a lot of meetings, all that kind of stuff? And he said it's the first one he's missed. So then they asked Jerry Jones about, did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
They asked Jerry Jones, so he says first one he missed, is that true? And Jones goes, God only knows how many meetings Dez has missed.
Really?
Yeah. So
you know, I don't know if you've watched, Joe Buck has a show on the DirecTV.
I've seen the commercials for it. Yeah.
It's really good. And they had a show with Jerry Jones. It was awesome. And Jones got really emotional talking about growing up and his family and what he had to come through and dealing with his folks. And so just a tip, if you can get it and look at, I don't know if you can bring it up online if you don't have DirecTV.
I don't know.
But it's really good. I mean, he's got all kinds. I mean, from was it MMA fighters to horse jockeys to Jerry Jones. It's okay. And Buck is so smooth. He does a great
job. I like I think I told you, but I don't know if you've watched it yet, the Bill Simmons podcast, or not podcast, the Bill Simmons show he's doing on HBO now, which I don't think you even know who that is, do you?
Is that a guy?
It's Any Given Wednesday. It is a guy. And it's kind of like the same concept. He just has people on. They talk sports. I like him. He's a pretty straightforward guy. If he doesn't like something, he tells you. He's not going to sugarcoat it because the NFL doesn't like him saying it.
Oh, cool.
He is, however, a very unapologetic New England homer when it comes to the Patriots or the Boston Red Sox. And
how about New England?
Celtics.
We're gonna throw Brady out for the first quarter of the season, and there's no way they're going to ever win anything. And look at them.
Well, they went 3-0. They seemed unstoppable. Everyone's going, imagine this team with Brady back. But they got shut out Sunday to the Buffalo Bills and Rex Ryan.
The Ryan boys.
I think first time since 93 they've been shut out at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a couple of clips where Belichick was, you could see he was starting to... His head was going to explode.
You should have seen, what's the Vikings coach? What's his name?
Mike.
Zimmer.
Yeah.
Zimmer, he was about to blow a gasket a couple times. Blair Walsh missed a short field goal. Imagine that.
Again.
and then on a crucial third down, Everson Griffin for the Vikings jumped.
And gave
him an offsides, and he didn't have to be a professional lip reader to see what he was saying.
he's a hell of a coach. I mean, you know, we can pick on the Vikings. They've really done a nice job turning that organization around. Okay, what do we got coming up now?
All right, so our week five predictions for the NFC North, I don't have, because we're kind of doing this on short notice. I just jumped over here from work. I don't have where we're at right now. I believe I'm up by one.
I think you're up by two.
So now I'm up by two after this last week.
Yep.
So week five predictions, I'll let you go first. We have four different games to predict this week. It hasn't really happened yet this year between NFC North teams playing each other.
Okay. So first game, we got Bears at Colts. I'm going to go with Colts. Do you want to write it down, or are you going to be able to remember it?
I'll write it down. You got a pen?
Yep. Hang on. They moved some beer bottles out of the way here.
You're going to go Colts. I'm going to get on that Brian Hoyer bandwagon. I'm going to go Bears.
Cool.
Mainly because I have no faith in the Colts defense. And their secondary is not only bad, but banged up and now more bad.
Okay.
So I'll go.
Sean on the Bears, Mike on the Colts. All right.
All right. Next will be Texans at Vikings. I gotta go Vikings.
I gotta go Vikings too. Yeah.
All right.
You're
up.
Eagles at Lions. I gotta go Eagles. Gotta go with that North Dakota quarterback.
Yeah, I gotta go Eagles. I don't think they're gonna lose that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, after I think it's in week six. Week seven. So week six, Vikings have a bye, then they play the Eagles. That'll be an interesting game to see how Carson Wentz does against that defense.
That's
with
true.
The success he's been having.
Okay, and you're next.
All right. I think we'll probably both agree on this, Giants at Packers. Are you going Packers?
I think I'm going with the Lions.
All right. You're cut off. So we're both
absolutely
going Packers. Okay.
This is a tough one, too, because I'm out of town for the game.
I didn't even think about that. I knew you were out of town. I forgot about you being out of town for the game.
And so then I got to try not to catch anything, because I TiVo it, I record it. So I'll be back on Monday. So we're going to have to record on Tuesday.
I'll live tweet you everything.
No, don't do that. I want to watch the game when I get back.
I don't think either of us have Twitter either. So it's going to make it hard.
All right, man. So sorry again for the technical difficulties. Hopefully it wasn't too much of a pain. You showed me after our last recording of our podcast where some of the people are listening, and you hadn't updated me yet this year. Last year you did quite often. Man, it's crazy
all over the world.
Literally,
it's weird and it's great. It's fun to see.
Yeah, it's totally cool. If you're on Facebook, come on over and join the Bleeding Green and Gold group, and don't
be
shy.
Yeah, we're getting some more people in there. And one other thing, just if you're a fan of the show, help us out. Help grow our show. go on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show, give us a review. Go ahead and be honest on the review. We'll just, you know, we'll trash you on the show if you are. but I just saw on iTunes that we've had a good number of reviews on there now. We're at, so I think, 5 on there, so that's fun to see.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I think that's one of the biggest parts about pushing us up the viewing when people type in Packers.
Yeah, that's all we want, man. You know, you get what you pay for. All we ask is that you just give us a review or something.
So we appreciate it. Thank you to all the fans.
And until next week,
go Pack, go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go.